Everybody, Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing well. We're going to talk about the housing shortage, and it is a lie, or it's a deception, or quite frankly, it's because most people don't understand how a housing crisis even comes into existence, how it goes away, and it's going to go away in the news in 2024. I'm going to explain all of that. I know it sounds crazy, but we're going to go through a story in Fox Business, and it's entitled "The Housing Shortage is Finally Starting to Ease," but it's not what you think. And I am going to show you throughout this year. Actually, you're going to see the results because my students are absolutely on fire. Everyone that has the real estate crash course, how to prepare for the real estate crash, a new lesson just dropped last night. It's about what you need to do before you get a mortgage. Go take a look at that. So excited for this year. Let me also say one thing before I jump into this. That channel that you guys went and checked out, this new channel on YouTube, it's entitled "This Will Make You Rich." If you could do me a favor, hashtag that and hashtag "This Will Make You Rich" channel. I will pin somebody's comment down below, and it is actually trending on YouTube in the first 7 days. It's on fire, and later this week on that channel, I've been told that they're going to be putting out charts and graphs, all this fancy editing, showing you what's exactly happening with the housing market. All right, so it's gonna go from very simple, basic stuff to Harvard econ graduate stuff. All right, I know it sounds crazy, but I know a guy that knows some stuff. All right, here we go. The housing shortage is finally starting to ease. It says the number of homes for sale on the market rose for the second straight month in December as a severe housing shortage finally begins to ease. This is not actually the case. A new report from Realtor.com shows that the total number of homes for sale, including homes that were under contract but not yet sold, rose by 4.9% in December compared to the same time a year ago. So 4.9% more inventory, we're talking nationwide, just so you know, than a year ago. All right, I'm out looking for properties right now. My students are gonna know why. Because I'm picking a special property to start a new corporation with, a new LLC. I know, and it sounds crazy. You're just like, hey, wait a minute, there hasn't been a housing crash yet. I know, because I buy properties right, so I don't blow my money. There are vacant homes all over the place where I'm looking, vacant. Like, this is interesting to me. What I believe you're starting to see, and there's one common thread, the people living in it, you could tell, had older taste, so they were older people. And what I'm seeing is, I was a real estate agent. One thing that we came across was when parents die, the homes go to the kids. The kids already have their homes, they're already established. And even if they wanted to keep it, they can't because they're just not in a financial position, or they see dollar signs, they want to sell it, liquidate the money, split it all up, and they can use it for themselves, right? Nothing wrong with that. And we're seeing these homes sitting on the market completely vacant. And days on market are extending. Now, what is happening that nobody wants to tell you in the news is for the last 14 years, ever since around 2010, multifamily properties, those that are buildings of 5 units or larger, we're talking all the way up to like hundreds of units, have exploded. So there are more actual housing units in America today, way more than there were in 2008. And everyone likes to, you know, there's these people on, you know, the internet that tout themselves as these home pros, but they were in high school during the Great Recession. And some of them work for HUD, some of them work for Fannie and Freddie, some of them work for all these different organizations, right? And like I said, they didn't go through the last one. They weren't investors in the last one. And they'll always cite, you know, new homes, single family homes have fallen, nothing like 2008. Well, here's the point. In 2008, the homes being built did this, and then they declined. And now they're ticking up just a little bit. Well, all those homes in America actually still exist. There wasn't a big tornado that took them all out, a big flood, big earthquake. They're all still there, okay? The difference is hedge funds have been buying them up. And that's the plan that I have for us to go and attack, because there's going to be some hedge funds that start liquidating. As a matter of fact, they've already started. In 2023, we saw one of the largest buyers of homes, single-family homes in the country, become a net seller. And this is going to accelerate in 2024. Why? Because they have shareholders and investors to deal with. That's just a fact. They're starting to see property values coming down. I don't care. There's people, they're always like, not in my town. And I'm like, yeah, copy. It'll take me 5 minutes to destroy your thought, because all we gotta do is get on Realtor.com. I've done it so many times before. There's home price drops everywhere. Why? Because there is more inventory, like this story is talking about, hitting the market, and it's accelerating, all right? 2024 is gonna be a year of acceleration. So if you're not ready for it, I don't know. I'm going to tell you this. I've got a video coming out on, because I told you I stopped selling that course, and it's going up. I'm about to start selling it for $2,500, right? You'll see me talking about it on this channel. And but I put the power in all my students' hands, because I'm like, all right, I put the knowledge in your hands on how to be a success prior to, during, and after a real estate crisis. And now I want to put the money in your hands. So I took all of my students and says, if you love this course, if it's changed your life, you go promote it and you get 50% of the money, which actually equates to more than half because I pay the fees on my half. And I have a student that went out and bought his first, didn't believe in himself to buy his own home, is now in a duplex, and he bought it right. It's cash flowing 17% cash on cash. He's crushing it. And he's about to do some refinance and some fancy stuff, footwork with it, in the next 6 months, putting in an LLC, doing it all properly, right? The stuff that they won't teach you on the internet, because it doesn't sell books. There's a lot more to it than just cash flow. And so I'm putting a video out on Real Estate Ninja, and we put his link down. And I want to see my students go and inspire other people. And I'm not joking, hundreds of thousands of people this year to go out and get ready for this event. And then they use the money that they make by helping inspire other people and coaching people to go and buy homes with. You see, I've got plans, and it's not because I'm some fancy guy. I'm just a dude with a bro rock and a dream, right? But you're not being told all the things. There's investigations going on right now at the highest level in the mortgage industry with Freddie Mac. We have CMBS that I hope you understand this. As CMBS continue to collapse, they are collapsing fast. Just the other day, I did that story about the teacher's pension fund in California having to pull a $10 billion loan, in their words, not mine, so that it will stabilize liquidity issues so that they are not forced to conduct a fire sale, their words, not mine, of their commercial mortgage-backed assets. I've been telling you that these assets that are piss poor, they're not doing well. They're in your pension funds. And every time a pension fund, and we're talking about one of the largest pension funds in the country, you know, it's not just them. Every pension fund has both residential and commercial mortgage paper, mortgage-backed securities. It's just paper. It's a REIT. It's nothing. It's vaporware, okay? They just have the right to a certain percentage of the profit. And just so you know, not all of that profit goes to your pension, because there's so many hands, grubby little hands. I used to work with these companies. My brokerage, I was a co-owner. I had two partners on a brokerage. That's what we did. We negotiated big, tens of millions of dollars worth of properties. To pension funds. But it wasn't the pension fund that got it. It was a third-party company. I don't want to name them. They were big. But that's what I specialized in. That's why I started the company, because I knew how to speak to people because of things I did in the past. So there's a plan. It says right here, inventory in the South. They're going to talk about different areas. Oh, it says right here, across the U.S., we're seeing improvements. This is from Fox Business. We're seeing improvements in inventory levels. It's not going to be an improvement. It's going to be a collapse, because as more of this news hits the market, more sellers are going to sell, okay? And they're going to get aggressive with their dropping rates. Across the U.S., we're seeing improvements in inventory levels, especially in the South. Danielle Hale from Realtor.com, chief economist. Just so you know, there's multiple chief economists at Realtor.com. One of them shouldn't be there, for sure, because he was wrong in 2007. He's wrong now. Inventory in the South surged by 7.7%. Hey, thank you so much, McNugget, for the super chat. Hey, I've got to tell you, honestly, that channel that I just told you about, This Will Make You Rich, it is trending in the search algos right now. If you type in, you've never seen it, just search in YouTube, This Will, it will pop to the top. And it's, I'm telling you, this year, I know some guys that are going to take financial education from the very basic. You'll see there's only like 5 videos on there. Very basic. We're going to get people out of debt. We're going to build their confidence. This year is like no other year you've ever seen in finance and in crushing it. I'm not joking. And we're going to bring people to Harvard econ grads. I'm not joking. We're going to teach sections out of that. And I'm going to make it so there's these guys that are going to make it so palatable, it'll blow your mind. And we're going to absolutely crush it. This is the year that the common man and woman, the middle class, the lower middle class, becomes wealthy. I'm not kidding. I'm not joking. If you will discipline yourself, there are a lot of changes. I haven't made the big announcement yet, but I'll just do it right now. I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I said there's never been a better time to start businesses than during a collapse. There is never more opportunities than when things are bad. And I've given everything up and I've left California. I haven't made the official video yet, but it's time. It's time to think big, act differently. You know, think clearly and act decisively. Let's put it that way. We say that in the fire service all the time. Fudge. I don't hate this stuff, but I'll just do it. I am going to drop over 50 pounds this year. I'm going to do it. I need to do it. I need to think clearly. This is now, it's a race, but we're in the last innings. None of this would be possible without Jesus Christ and you. You are going to watch, and I don't want you to watch. I want you to be a part of it. Ninja Nation. I want you to be prepared, not scared. I want you to be excited. There's no doom and gloom. I report the news, and there's things that are getting bad, and they're going to go get worse. But when you're ready for it, you're excited. You're firing up on all four cylinders. All eight. Now, Ninja Nation's a V8. Inventory's increasing. Hedge funds are starting to sell. I looked at 6 foreclosure properties in an area, a small area, the other day. They're picking up. And they're not a foreclosure full for their REOs. They've already went through the foreclosure process, the bank bought them, and they're selling them. Hey, Neil says he's got over 3,300 subs. Go check out Neil. Neil's awesome. Neil's a good guy. He's a moderator on this channel. I'm trying to talk Carlos, the other moderator on this channel, starting a channel to help restaurateurs. If you guys think he should do that, why don't you let him know in the comments section? Because he's got a lot of experience. He's got a level head. He's got a lot of passion, too. This is your year. If you choose, I'm going to drop 50 pounds. Do it with me. You've already seen probably some of the weight loss videos. I want to inspire you to live the greatest life you've ever lived in the middle of straight up chaos. Hope you guys got something out of this. Thank you to everybody that's going to hashtag this will make you rich and this will make you rich channel. Whoever hashtags both of them together, I will go ahead and pin it on this video. Thank you so much. Ninja is out.